Most of the U.S. Midwest is going to be seeing good weather as we go forward through the next 2 weeks. A good mix of rain and sunshine will occur in many areas, and we expect crops to respond well to the environment. Temperatures will still be a little bit on the milder than usual side here for another few days, but we should see warming take place as time moves along and get into a more normal range of temperatures. It's not going to be too much longer. The normal temperatures start cooling down a little bit, and once those normals cool off, what we've been seeing here in the last week or two is probably what we'll call near normal conditions from this point forward. A lot of upper 70 and 80 degree highs will be occurring across the region during this next 7 days. I would expect to see most areas in the Midwest benefit greatly in this environment. There will be a little bit of a warmer bias, perhaps in a few locations in the southwest corner of the region, where some extreme highs may get up over 90 degrees. That may occur tomorrow and Saturday, and then we may also see it return again during the early to middle part of next week, with a brief period of cooling in between. The rest of the Midwest though, will actually see warmer weather as we move to the early to middle part of next week, and we'll see a lot of 80s replacing these 70s that I've just mentioned. Our low temperatures at night across the Midwest are still expected to be quite favorable as well, with many areas expecting lows tomorrow morning still in the 50s, with some upper 40s or even middle 40s occurring in a few locations in the cooler locations in Ohio, Indiana, and Michigan, maybe even a couple of spots in Wisconsin. Otherwise, 50s and lower 60s will occur tomorrow morning. We'll look for the temperatures to rebound further after that, with a lot of 60-degree readings expected during the course of the weekend, with something cooler in the north and a couple of lower 70s in the south. The rain chances are very good across the Midwest, and as we go forward through the next 7 days, we'll probably see a periodic occurrence of showers and thunderstorms for most of the region. And as a result of that, I think soil moisture will either be kept at status quo levels or actually be increased in some cases. Most of the weather across the region is not going to be generating so much rain that we have a dramatic change, though, in the moisture situation. And for the most part, everybody's going to see rain at one time or another. And again, the area that is of greatest interest continues to be in portions of northeastern Iowa, southern Minnesota, southwestern Wisconsin, in a few counties scattered across northwest and central Illinois and central Indiana. A lot of these areas are still carrying some favorable subsoil moisture, making the drier bias not all that serious, especially with temperatures holding back into a more seasonably mild range. The combination of sunshine with some periodic rain and these temperatures that I just mentioned will result in aggressive crop development, and the end result has to be a continuation of support for this good yielding crop. The U.S. Delta and the southeastern states will see a good mix of rain and thunderstorm activity as we go forward through the next full week as well, and we'll also expect to see similar conditions occurring in the U.S. Central Plains. In the southern plains, Texas in particular, net drying is likely to occur except in the west and far northwest, where the panhandle and parts of West Texas cotton areas will get a little bit of rain. The northern U.S. plains will be an increasing area of concern as we move forward through the second half of August. Looks like rain frequencies may be up in that region. That may induce some concern for the spring wheat crop, which will be harvested at that point in time. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.